Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good treatment, get the good nourishment this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my local 613 IBEW workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers out there. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Man, do we have a lot to talk about today, y'all. Absolutely monstrous weekend here in Atlanta, here really all over the sports world for sure. But we have to start with the big story coming out of Atlanta this weekend. It is official. Team made it official. What was it? Yeah, Saturday, I believe it was actually. They have fired the Falcons, that is. They have fired defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake and defensive line coach Jay Rogers. And there was a statement put out by Raheem Morris that was in the press release from the team that they put in there when they announced the coaching changes. So in the press release, of course, it says the Atlanta Falcons announced they have parted ways with defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake and defensive line coach Jay Rogers. And this is the statement from Raheem Morris. Quote, after a thorough evaluation of the season and with careful consideration for our team's future, we deemed these moves necessary. These decisions are never easy from the human side of things, and we wish Jimmy, Jay, and their families the best, end quote. So that statement again from head coach Raheem Morris on why the changes were made. Look, I don't think there's any surprise that the Falcons fired Jimmy Lake. No even real surprise that they fired the defensive line coach, Jay Rogers, because there were two things that were pretty bad most of the season. The defense, not so great. And the pass rush, also not so great. After the bye week, it was better, but then just that final week against the Carolina Panthers, giving up as many points as you did, there's no way around that. Giving up, 44 points in the final week to Carolina? There's no way around that, and hard to keep your defensive coordinator after a showing like that, plus the struggles you had all season long. Again, better after the bye week as far as the pass rush goes, but you still gave up a whole bunch of points to the Vikings. Now, again, the Vikings are a good team, but you gave up a lot of explosives there. So, to me, the scheme that Jimmy Lake had, just I didn't like it. I was not a fan of it. And if you believe the rumors, which I think there is probably some – there's probably some truth to that, after the bye week, Raheem Morris stepped in and maybe helped a little bit more with the defense, maybe pulled a few more strings, maybe said, hey, Jimmy, why don't we try this instead of what we've been doing? And that's when we saw the improvement, when the defense finally made the adjustment of not having the cornerbacks give every single wide receiver 7 yards of cushion, making it super easy for quarterbacks to just throw a little short route, throw a short slant, or hit something in the intermediate, and teams are just really dinking and dunking the Falcons all the way down the field. Yes, they weren't giving up any explosive plays early on in the season, but teams were scoring anyway, so what did it really matter? I just never agreed with Jimmy Lake's scheme. I thought it was bad overall, and yes, you could say the defense got off to a good start at the beginning of the year. Sure, did they finish the year strong as far as the pass rush goes? Sure, but again, I think the success that the pass rush had and the success that the defense had towards the end of the season, I think you can more tip your hat to Raheem Morris when it comes to that. And look, I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if, again, there is some credit and some credence to Raheem Morris taking a little bit more ownership and taking the reins a little bit more than what he had been after the bye week when it comes to the defense. So, look, you never want to see anybody get fired, but this was the right move for the Falcons. I just don't see any way. I didn't see any world. I didn't really see any scenario where the Falcons bring Jimmy Lake back. I just didn't see it. I just think his scheme overall, again, was not good. And look, hopefully he gets another job down the road, and hopefully this was a good learning experience for Jimmy Lake. But the Falcons are ready to win now. And when it comes to who the Falcons should go after next when it comes to their DC, let me say that again. The Falcons are ready to win now. So we need to go after, the Falcons need to go after a seasoned, a veteran defensive coordinator. Some names I'm going to throw out that I would like, and we'll obviously talk more about this as the Falcons continue their search for a defensive coordinator. I would like a guy like Robert Saleh. Obviously didn't work out as a head coach for him, but we saw what happened when, and I'm not saying this is going to be the same thing, but look what happened when Dan Quinn was able to take a step back and become just the defensive coordinator again after being fired from the Atlanta Falcons. He was very successful with the Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys also had Micah Parsons, Trevon Diggs, so I get it. He had players. Robert Saleh, very good defensive coordinator in San Fran. And yes, things didn't work out for him as well, obviously, as he would want to, or as the Jets would have wanted to when he was in New York. But I would most definitely like to see Robert Saleh here. I think he would be a really good defensive coordinator here in Atlanta. And I think he could definitely help guys like Arnold Ebiketie out, guys like A.J. Terrell, and all the guys here in Atlanta. He could help out rookies like Braylon Trice as well. So I would like a guy like Robert Saleh. I wouldn't mind bringing a guy like Jeff Olbrich back. Remember, he was here when Raheem Morris and Dan Quinn was here, when Dan Quinn was fired, going back to that. And Raheem Morris became the interim head coach. He made Jeff Olbrich the DC. So I wonder, with maybe Jeff Olbrich come back as the permanent DC, and, you know, I wonder if that could be a option. I think it definitely is on the table, so I wouldn't mind that. He knows, obviously, Raheem, that relationship is there. He knows a lot of the – I'm not going to say he knows some of the personnel. He knows some of the personnel. He doesn't know a whole lot of the personnel, but he does know some of the personnel on this team. Grady, AJ. But I think Jeff Olbrich could be a good fit. Some other names as well. I wouldn't mind a guy like, I had a couple other names in mind, but a Robert Saleh, a Jeff Olbrich, guys of that nature, I would definitely not mind seeing here in Atlanta, but I'd want to see, I want a defensive coordinator who, again, doesn't mind doing what, and I'm sure Raheem's going to be looking for this when it comes to the search, but we need a defensive coordinator who's more like-minded of Raheem Morris or whoever made the adjustment after the bye week to allow these corners to play some more, a little more press coverage to give our defensive line that extra tick, that extra second they needed to get home. Because that really helped out our defense. That really helped out, obviously, our defensive line when it comes to getting sacked. So we need to be doing that from the jump. We needed to be doing that from week one. So whoever's in that same mindset to play that same sort of way, that's who we need to hire. So, again, whoever that is, that's who I would like to see the Falcons go after. So, again, I think we are all happy that the change has been made. Again, you still wish the best to, obviously, Jimmy Lake and Jay Rogers, but the change needed to be made. So, very happy to see the Falcons make that change. And now, again, this is going to be a huge, huge decision for Raheem Morris, because it is going to be very, very important that he gets this right. I don't think Raheem Morris is super on the hot seat. I don't even want to say that his seat is necessarily warm. But this is an important decision, because if they don't get this decision right, then, and the defense continues to struggle, then maybe the seat does start to become a little warm. Or maybe the seat does become hot. Especially if the defense struggles to the point where, God forbid, it would be one of the reasons that you may not make the playoffs next season. Now, again, hopefully the Falcons don't have to deal with that, and they are in the postseason next year. But this is a very important decision for Raheem Morris. So he needs to get it right. And another reason you want to make sure you get this right is because whoever you decide to hire for this defensive coordinator position, they're going to have some big decisions to make too. And some big decisions that are definitely going to impact this team, because we've talked about this before, and this is exactly why we talked about it, because we all had a feeling that Jimmy Lake was going to be let go, and we talked about the number one move for this team during the offseason being making sure you have the right defensive coordinator. They determined that was not Jimmy Lake, and I think, again, we all knew that probably wasn't going to be Jimmy Lake, but now you have to determine who is the best defensive coordinator for this team. And after that, you got to make a lot of decisions when it comes to free agents. on this football team, especially on the defensive side of the football. We talked about free agents on the defensive side already, but we'll go back over them again, and we'll talk about this more on the other side too. Mike Hughes, free agent, I believe. Nate Landman, free agent. So there are a lot of guys in here. I'll bring up the complete list here for you in just a second while we just have a couple of seconds here before we go to break. Free agents, Lorenzo Carter, Taquan Graham, Richie Grant. Does this next defensive coordinator think Richie Grant is worth a second contract, or is it going to be time to move on from him? Excuse me. Eddie Goldman. Like I said, Mike Hughes. Justin Simmons. Matthew Judon. James Smith Williams. Kentavious Street. All these guys I just named are going to be free agents, and you have to make a decision on, do you get them a contract, or do you let them walk? So whoever this defensive coordinator is, you better make sure you get it right if you're Raheem Morris and this staff, because in part, they're going to have, I'm sure, a lot of say in who the Falcons keep and don't keep as far as all their free agents go on defense. So important decisions to come for the Atlanta Falcons. None more important right now than naming the next defensive coordinator. And we'll continue to talk about that as their search starts for the next Falcons DC in Atlanta. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's recap Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. And they definitely saved the best game for last. We'll get into it all here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning, a big Monday morning here in the world of sports, especially here in Atlanta. Falcons fire defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake. We were just talking about that in the opening segment. And now again, this is a huge, huge decision for Raheem Morris and the Falcons front office, because you just have to, with all the decisions you have to make on defense when it comes to personnel, when it comes to all the free agents you have, and we'll go over them again here in just a second, but when it comes to all the decisions you have to make on defense, when it comes to personnel, that makes this a huge decision, because depending on who you get, some guys may feel, some potential defensive coordinators may feel differently than maybe another defensive coordinator would. Maybe one will feel like they like Richie Grant and they could use Richie Grant and they could get the best out of Richie Grant, while another defensive coordinator is like, eh, you know what? I don't think it's worth keeping Richie Grant around. He's a good player, but I just don't feel like my scheme necessarily fits his skill set. Let's move on. So you want to make sure, for those reasons, you make the right decision. And, you know, ultimately, we're going to see who the Falcons get, and we'll deal with the decisions that way. And still, Raheem Morris will obviously have a big say in who he thinks should stay and who he thinks should go, and he's going to help out with that decision-making process for the defensive coordinator. But still, they're going to have a say in some of these Falcons defensive free agents as well. And again, just in case you're wondering who all we're talking about here, here are the impending free agents for the Atlanta Falcons, specifically defensively, because that's what we're talking about here, because obviously they just fired Jimmy Lake and Jay Rogers, the defensive line coach. So Lorenzo Carter, he's a free agent. Taquan Graham, free agent. Richie Grant, free agent. Eddie Goldman, free agent. Mike Hughes, free agent. Matthew Judon, free agent. Justin Simmons, James Smith Williams, Kentavious Street, all free agents. That's a lot of players that got big time snaps, and they got a lot of playing time on this team. A lot of those guys saw the field a lot this season. So what do you do? Do you feel like you can upgrade to those positions? Do you feel like you really need to get that, bring that guy back? It is, again, going to be a huge decision as far as, one, making sure you got the right DC, and two, that DC helping Raheem Morris decide who the Falcons should really attempt to keep and who they can afford to let walk. So, big decisions looming for the Atlanta Falcons, who are in the offseason. But guess what? There are some teams that are not in the offseason, that are in the postseason, and that's what I want to talk about right now. NFL Wild Card Weekend got underway Saturday, and it's still one game to be played NFL Wild Card Weekend-wise. Vikings-Rams from Arizona, obviously with the terrible and devastating LA wildfires that are happening right now. One, want to send all the thoughts and prayers out to all the families and people affected by the wildfires out there in LA. Hope everybody is doing well that is affected, and they hope, first and foremost, that everybody is safe and that they're able to get back to some sort of normalcy at some point in time. But definitely devastating what's going out there in LA right now in the Palisades area. But that game between the Vikings and Rams going to be played in Arizona State Farm Stadium, where the Cardinals play. That is happening tonight to close out Wild Card Weekend. But I do, before we get there, I do want to talk about all the games that went down Saturday and Sunday over the weekend during Wild Card Weekend. So let's start from the top. Let's start from Saturday. First game on Saturday, the Texans and the Chargers. How about it? The Texans with a convincing 31-12 win over the Los Angeles Chargers. And I'm going to tell you, the Texans defense, I knew they were good and I knew that unit was good, but they really impressed me on Saturday, what they were able to do to a solid Chargers offense. Now, I will say this. I was worried about the Chargers offense because, yes, it was good that they got J.K. Dobbins back, and yes, J.K. Dobbins is a weapon, but the Chargers don't have enough reliable weapons. Like, they have some guys. Ladd McConkey obviously is a dog. He went to Georgia, and he plays like a dog. He's got that dog in him, you know what I'm saying? But Quentin Johnston, he's okay, but he got too many cases of the dropsies for me. Joshua Palmer didn't play. And, again, they just don't have guys that you really, like, fear on offense. Like, when you look at, I know they're not in the playoffs, so this may be a bad example, but, well, actually, I'll look to a team that we'll talk about in a couple minutes. When you look at the Eagles, they got a bunch of guys that you fear. You fear Saquon Barkley. You worry about A.J. Brown. You worry about Devontae Smith. Heck, you even worry about Dallas Goedert. You see his touchdown yesterday? I mean, absolutely grown man stuff. Stiff-arming a dude a couple of times as he went down the sideline into the end zone. You don't really have those same fears and worries when you take on the Chargers right now. Yes, you worry about Ladd McConkey. Yes, you're a little concerned about J.K. Dobbins for sure. But other than that, I'm not too worried about Quentin Johnston. I'm not too worried about the other weapons they got out there. I'm not too worried about Gus Edwards. I'm not too worried about Will Dissly, who had a big drop, by the way, that led to, I'm pretty sure that led to, I know it led to an interception. I can't remember if that was the pick six or not. But either way it goes, I'm not too worried about DJ Chark, who posted what? Literally right after the team had lost, he pulls out some Mary Jane and he says, "Oh, Bud," I'm paraphrasing, but basically, old friend Bud, I've missed you for the last 3.5 months. So, I mean, you're not worried about guys on the Chargers like that, okay? You're not worried about the weapons that they have. Their defense is solid, but their defense can't do anything about pick sixes and interceptions and having to play in when they're put in bad spots when it comes to field position. So, the Chargers did have that issue to me, and that became really a big issue because Justin Herbert has one go-to guy. And, I mean, you always only have one go-to guy, but he really only has one guy that he can go to for real, and that's Ladd McConkey. It just, his other targets just don't seem that reliable to me, and they're not really game changers. So I was worried about the Chargers offense and what they will be able to do, and man, the Texans defense showed up in a big way. They ended up with, what was it? How many takeaways they end up having? 4 interceptions from Justin Herbert, and then they also, no, they didn't lose any fumbles. They did have a fumble, but they didn't lose any of the fumbles. But 4 interceptions from Justin Herbert, and I think just one of them were pick sixes, if I am correct on that, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, just one pick six. But still, a lot of takeaways that one ended up in a touchdown, one ended up, a lot of them ended up being short field and giving good field position to the Texans. So the Texans defense really, really showed out, and they showed up in a big way. 4 sacks on Justin Herbert as well. So that Texans defense showing that they are ready to go here in the playoffs. And their offense turned it on when they need to, made big plays when they need to. C.J. Stroud, what was it, that fumbled snap? Or that bad snap, and C.J. Stroud picked it up, casually ran to the sideline, stayed cool, calm, and collected, and found, I forgot who he found over the middle. I think it was Nico Collins. I don't think it was Mechie. Might have been somebody else. Oh, no, it was Xavier Hutchinson. That's who he found over the middle, Xavier Hutchinson. Found Xavier Hutchinson over the middle for a big gain. And so they made big plays when they had to. C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, showing that they're still a great dynamic duo out there. Nico Collins, 7 receptions, 122 yards, and a tutty. So he had a big game. And C.J. Stroud, like I said, making all the plays when he needed to with his legs, not only with his arm, but with his legs as well. Joe Mixon, can't say enough about him. He showed the reason why the Texans invested what they invested in him. 25 carries, for 106 yards and a touchdown as well. He had a big game. So it really was the Texans' big three, CJ, Joe Mixon, and Nico Collins, carrying the load on offense, did what they needed to do, performed how they needed to perform, made the plays they needed to make. And then that Texans defense showed out as well. And Danielle Hunter showed why you went and got him. And guys like Azeez Al-Shaair, even though, you know, he had his troubles at the beginning of the season or midway through the season, showed why you got him. Derek Stingley Jr. showed why you drafted him. He had a very nice interception as well, too. So the big players made plays for the Houston Texans. And while Ladd McConkey and Justin Herbert, they did what they could. Ladd McConkey had the huge breakaway touchdown. It just wasn't enough. Chargers, honestly, in my opinion, just did not have the horses offensively and made too many mistakes offensively, obviously, too, to beat the Texans. And then when he had four interceptions, too, let's just face it. And, again, not all those interceptions were Justin Herbert's fault. But when you have four interceptions, it's going to be hard to win, especially in the playoffs when every single possession matters that much more. So just too many mistakes from the Chargers. Texans capitalized on those mistakes. Defense got a touchdown for the Texans, and Joe Mixon had a big game, and the Texans were able to run all over the Chargers as well. So just too much for the Chargers to handle when it comes to the Texans. All right, we got to move through the rest of these games pretty quickly. And Ravens, Steelers, look, Steelers offense, they just don't got enough. Same kind of deal. The Ravens defense is good too, don't get me wrong, but I mean, if it's not Russell Wilson throwing the ball to George Pickens, there's not really much else the Steelers can do offensively. So Ravens get the big 28-14 win over the Steelers. And again, Russell Wilson, he was good. He had good moments. He threw some really nice balls, but again, just not enough offensively. The Ravens defensive line completely shut down the Steelers running game. The Broncos, just a young team going up against a team that's on a mission, that's on a revenge tour. Everybody said their window was closed. The Bills said, uh-uh. Josh Allen said, uh-uh. Our window ain't closed. Not yet. Not while I'm on the team. Eagles, Packers. Eagles got off to a little bit of a slow start. Jalen Hurts looked a little rusty offensively, but they turned it on, and that defense sent the tone, too. Talk about some big defenses. Texans, Ravens, Eagles. Those are some good defenses along with some good offenses, too. We'll save the best game of the night and the best game of the weekend for next segment, and we'll preview and Rams, Vikings on the other side too. And we'll also touch on the college football playoff. A lot to get to still here on the Hometown Take. We'll do it all next, about 5 minutes from now. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning, a big Monday, not only for the National Football League overall, but the Atlanta Falcons, as the Falcons on Saturday made it official that they have decided to part ways with defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake and defensive line coach Jay Rogers. So that was the big news here in Atlanta locally over the weekend. Hawks and Rockets, by the way, did have their game postponed due to the icy conditions. That game was set to be here in Atlanta. That game has been postponed, and the Hawks' next game will now be tomorrow against the Phoenix Suns. That game also will be right here in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena in the ATL at 7:30. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, just like every single Atlanta Hawks game, because Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. So we'll have pregame coverage starting at 7 o'clock, and we'll have tip-off shortly after 7:30 with Steve Holman on the call. But getting back to the Falcons real quick before we finish up talking about Wild Card Weekend, and we'll preview the Rams and Vikings matchup tonight, because I think that should be a pretty good matchup as well. I'm very interested to see this matchup between the Rams and the Vikings tonight. But before we get there, again, last little note on the Rams. The Rams, they're on the brain. Obviously, I just brought them up. The Falcons firing Jimmy Lake. I do want to put this out there, because I saw a few people upset about the fact they didn't, it took them maybe longer than expected to make this move. Yo, it's simple why they didn't announce it. Or I should phrase it this way. It's simple why they announced it when they announced it. They just didn't want to have address it. They just didn't want to have to talk about it. I'm pretty sure they knew pretty close to when the season ended. They knew pretty soon after the season ended that they were more than likely going to move on from Jimmy Lake. All it was, they just did not want to have Terry Fontenot or even Raheem Morris have to address it in their closing press conferences. That's all that was. They didn't want to have to any players to have to talk about it. They didn't want to have to for Terry Fontenot or Raheem Morris to have to talk about it, which, again, smart for the Falcons. I know it feels shady for us Falcons fans, because, like, so y'all just going to make that move and y'all just going to play it that way to where y'all don't have to talk about it? Yeah. Yeah, they are. They don't want to have to talk about stuff like that when they don't have to. So I understand why people might be frustrated by it, but trust me, they knew pretty soon after the season was over, especially after what happened in that Panthers game, that they were more than likely going to move on from Jimmy Lake. They just made it. They just made it official and did it when they did it, so they didn't have to talk about it. until the next, whenever the next press conference will be or anything like that. So it was definitely strategic by the Falcons, and like it or don't like it, it's just how some teams do things. So there you have it. All right, let's get back into Wild Card Weekend. We did not finish. We did not start talking about the Commanders and Buccaneers game. Wanted to make sure I have the full time to talk about that game because we were running up against a break. But I did want to backtrack again real quick to Eagles and Packers. That Eagles defense set the tone right away. And special teams really set the tone right away, causing that fumble on the opening kickoff, getting the ball. Then they go and score a touchdown. Eagles did what they had to do, and they came out and they hit the Packers right in the mouth from the jump. So that was very good on the Eagles, and their defense, I mean, was absolutely locked down yesterday. Got to Jordan Love a couple of times, and they also were able to do a good job limiting Josh Jacobs as well. He had a couple of runs here and there, finished with 18 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown. So he did his thing, but they were still able to limit Josh Jacobs for the most part. And they had Jordan Love making some questionable decisions out there. Three interceptions from Jordan Love, was sacked twice. And there were some nice interceptions made too. Zach Bond absolutely had Jordan Love fooled. Vic Fangio had him fooled too. Zach Bond in the perfect place. Jordan Love didn't even see Zach Bond when he got that interception. Darius Slay had a nice interception towards the beginning of the game as well. So some really big plays made by that defense. Nolan Smith got a sack as well. He got two sacks, actually, Nolan Smith did. So I don't think Jordan Love was really affected by the elbow that made him lose feeling in his throwing hand. Maybe that affected things a little bit, but I don't think it was. He seemed pretty healthy out there to me, but made some very questionable decisions, questionable throws, but he was going up against a really, really good Eagles defense, and the Packers need more weapons too. We talked about how the Chargers need more weapons, Steelers need more weapons, the Packers need more weapons too. Tucker Kraft is a nice tight end. Jaden Reed is a very good wide receiver, but they were able to limit him. Josh Jacobs, good running back. And again, Romeo Doubs is a good piece. Dontavian Wicks is a good piece, but they need more weapons in Green Bay. Point blank, period. So the Eagles just, and once the Eagles got their offense going, once Jalen Hurts got into a rhythm, because he did look rusty. He hadn't played in, what, 3 weeks because of that concussion that he suffered. Once he got into a rhythm and once he was able to get a feel for the game again, he looked good. He was solid. Obviously could have played better, but he was still pretty good. Saquon Barkley was Saquon, and that offensive line did what they had to do for him. Saquon, 25 carries, 119 yards. Also could have had a big run at the end of the game, but wisely decided to slide down and help out his defense so his defense didn't have to go out there and play defense again. So he did his defense a favor and made the right move, because the next play the game was over and all they had to do was take a kneel down, and you don't want to have to risk anybody getting hurt on the defense, because again, you never know what could happen. You know, the NFL is a crazy sport and freak accidents can happen. So Saquon did the right thing by sliding down and not selfishly taking that touchdown run. So that also shows the kind of teammate he is. But Jalen Hurts didn't have to do a whole lot, but he did lock in, threw two touchdown passes, only had to pass for 131 yards. So it was a easy day of work from Jalen Hurts, thanks to Saquon Barkley and that O-line as well. But just too many weapons for the Packers to handle now that this Eagles offense is basically fully healthy, with Dallas Goedert, who had a huge touchdown run at the end too. Saquon, obviously, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Grant Calcaterra is a nice tight end as well. Now, something that will be troubling for the Eagles is N'Kobe Dean. He had what didn't look like a good knee injury for him. I don't want to put what I think happened out into the atmosphere, but I'll just say this, did not look good. I fear he may not be back for the Eagles for the rest of the postseason. I'll just put it that way. So we'll see what happens. But this Eagles offense, now that Jalen Hurts is back and he got that first playoff game under his belt, I expect this Eagles offense to really start to take off now. Saquon looking good, and the rest of this Eagles offense and Jalen Hurts should really start to take form after this game, and we'll see who they take on next week. Well, now that the Commanders won, they can't play the Commanders because the Commanders will be the lowest remaining seed. So the Commanders will play the Detroit Lions. So the Eagles are actually going to take on the winner of the game we're about to talk about here in a couple of minutes, is the Vikings and the Rams. But I do want to talk about the Commanders beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 23-20. Oh, Baker Mayfield. Oh, Baker Mayfield, you make so many good plays. You got your team right there at the end, and then a fumbled handoff exchange leads to a turnover, and the Commanders are able to go down and kick a game-winning field goal. And this was definitely end up being the best game of the night, a back-and-forth affair. But, man, this dude, Jaden Daniels, he is cool, calm, and collected, and he is above his years when it comes to his mentality, his poise. He is above his years when it comes to him, when it comes to those departments. This guy does not seem like a rookie in those big moments. He seems like a poised veteran who's been there before. 24-35, 268 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, only sacked once, using his legs when he needs to. I mean, he had himself a nice day. And how about the unsung hero, Dyami Brown? 5 receptions, 89 yards. Scary Terry had 89 yards as well. Both those guys I just named, Brown and McCorn, had touchdowns too. So that was a good day for the Commanders and Jaden Daniels getting their first postseason win since what I think it was 2006 or something like that. So, man, Dan Quinn and the Commanders moving on to the divisional round, and they'll take on a tough Lions team. But this, with as many injuries that Detroit has on defense, and I know they got some guys back last week, but with as many injuries as Detroit has on defense, it does make me wonder how the Commanders can maybe exploit a banged-up Detroit defense. So I think that'll be a very interesting game. I think Detroit will still win, but I think that'll be a very interesting game nonetheless. But, yeah, Baker Mayfield, just a bobbled snap at the end. It seemed like the Bucs were going to be able to go down and drive and maybe take the lead themselves, but it just happens. Sometimes it comes down to just a play or two, and that was definitely the play that changed the whole complexity of that game. So Commanders win it 23-20, and they are moving on, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers season is over. Mike Evans, though, he had another good day, 7 receptions, 92 yards, a touchdown. So he did what he had to do. Bucky Irvin had a nice time on the ground, 17 carries, 77 yards. Baker Mayfield didn't have to do a whole lot through the air, 15-18, 185 yards, 2 touchdowns, but when he needed to just make what seems like a routine play, just miscommunication, and that changed the whole entirety of the game. Bobby Wagner recovering that fumble, and Commanders went down, took advantage, capitalized, and won the game. So, look, you got to tip your hats to Jaden Daniels and that Commanders team for, again, taking advantage of the opportunities that they got, and we'll see what they can do against the Lions. I do want, while we have a minute left, I do want to talk about Vikings-Rams. This will be, I think, a very fun matchup. Part of me thinks this could be a very defensive game, but part of me also thinks this could be a shootout too. When you think about Sam Darnold, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, Aaron Jones, and you think about Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, Kyren Williams, Blake Corum is starting to run the rock good with his carries as well too. So I think this will be a very fun game, very fun matchup. LA was one of the few teams that did beat Minnesota in the regular season. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But they did kind of catch Minnesota by surprise in that first matchup when they activated Puka Nacua, like that afternoon or whatever, whenever it was, and the Vikings were not ready for it. I think Cooper Kupp and Nacua combined for like 157 yards. So we'll see how they respond to that. But should be a fun game. Excited to see it. It is happening tonight, 8 p.m. to close out NFL Wild Card Weekend. And I'm closing things out right now. That is my time. I will talk to you tomorrow, Tuesday, 5 o'clock sharp. Until then, The Morning Shift with Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson is up next. Until then, peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.